Blog Talk Radio.
For the Metal Injection Live Cast, brought to you by MetalInjection.com.
Yeah!
We are on this thing.
Hello, hello, everybody in Metal Injection Land.
Hi.
Rob here. Noah, say hello.
Hi.
Sid, say hello.
Hello.
Darren, say hello. Oh, wow. Just as I said that, he walked in the door. The door of the Epic Metal Injection Studios.
Yeah, he's coming up the stairs of the Metal Injection Studio.
We're back for another week. Is this week 5 or is this week 6?
I don't know.
Week whatever.
Darren is an icicle right now. Look at him.
Metal Injection Livecast. Darren just walked in, still has his pants jacket. Cold today.
Extra cold.
Oh, so very, very cold today. We are broadcasting from the lovely Metal Injection Studios in Brooklyn, New York, where it is ridiculously cold today.
Yeah, you know, and I love New York, and I've always said this. I wouldn't move out of New York for anything. But these 2 fucking months, I can't take it. I can't fucking take it anymore.
It's 11 degrees outside right now.
No, with the wind chill, it's even less. It's like negative 11.
Yeah. What does that mean, fucking wind chill? I never understood.
Because when the wind hits you in your fucking face, it causes burn.
But explain to me, because like 11 degrees, okay, is like an abstract concept, right? This is 11. This is what 11 feels like.
Right. But when the wind blows on you,
it
that's
feels
what
like
negative
11.
It
with the wind. I don't understand why it's...
It's like the difference between getting punched in the face by a fist or getting punched in the face by a fist with brass knuckles on.
Oh, I got it.
It's the same force going at you, but there's more to the force.
We'll be right back with Jackie Chan, meteorologist. AccuWeather.
Now, what's the dew point? Why does it say dew point -4 Fahrenheit?
Oh, I don't know.
I used to know in high school.
Weather.com actually says that it's 16 degrees right now in our area, but it feels like -1 degree. We are in negative degree in New York.
They're less than 0 degrees.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm totally with you, buddy. Like, I love New York. I can't really see myself living anywhere except for during these 3 months. Like, I'd be like, hey, you know, Florida or L.A. would not be bad right now.
So all our listeners in Texas or California, whatever, fuck you. All right, there you go.
Yeah, all of California minus L.A., fuck you.
Why minus L.A.?
Yeah. Fuck you too.
Double for Ellen.
But
I stepped outside my house to come here, and the wind hits me, and I go, ow! Yeah! I'm freezing!
Colder! Ow. So
despite this cold weather, we're still going to have a very, very big
unbelievable, forecast. Unbelievable guest we have. Probably the biggest coup in the history. Like, I can't think
Ooh-hoo!
Of a bigger interview that we've had on Metal Injection. In his final interview.
Even Patrick Swayze?
Bigger than Patrick Swayze. This stopped Patrick Swayze last week.
Holy shit.
Also, think about this. We interview Patrick Swayze, and then a couple of days later, he's in the emergency room. So.
Yeah,
an interview with us, it ends up pretty good.
Not good. It's not
now,
good.
Now, what does that say about who we have today?
Well, a blockbuster guest in his final interview as president of these here United States of America. Yes.
Yeah, Darren.
Yes.
No.
Soon-to-be ex-president George W. Bush
oh!
will be here in the studio today.
Wow. How'd you land that?
It's just some sound bites.
Oh,
no.
What?
Rob is a big deal.
You had me all going there.
No. It's really him. He's really going to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Don't ruin my life.
So make sure to hide all your weed, Noah, because you can get arrested.
Oh, yeah. He never.
Because either we'll get arrested or he'll smoke all of it.
Wait a minute. What do I do with my Osama Bin Laden?
Oh.
Well, don't worry. You can't find it, even if you put it right in the middle of the table.
Just to let you guys know what Osama Bong Laden is, Noah, why don't you let them know? What is that?
It's my bong.
It's her bong that's shaped like Bin Laden.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Noah.
And it terrorizes your lungs. So beware.
It's pretty fantastic.
So I say if this weather doesn't warm up by next Friday, we should all individually call the show and do the show on the phone. Does anyone disagree with that?
Just not meet up.
That means Rob has to leave his computer here.
So? Why?
No, I'm okay with that.
Why can't
he just take the board?
Yeah, like...
Because it's too heavy, he can't carry it.
Because you are hoarding the board. You're a board hoarder.
I peed all over it, so it's mine.
No wonder it shorted out before.
That's why it wasn't working properly last week.
So how's everybody doing?
Doing all right. I'm just letting the wonderful people on Twitter know about our...
Oh, Rob's in the middle of the show spamming.
Wow. Well, we might be having the show of our lives, but what if no one hears it?
He's just spamming. He goes to...
Done.
Oh, he's done.
What's our phone number today?
Phone number today?
It's the same.
It's is it?
469-1357. That sounds like I've said it before.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be the same. And I want to take this time to apologize for last week, because apparently none of our audio clips, like our wonderful sound effects, like Ja Rule and Metallica, and our music breaks, none of them went on the air. So we had, like, moments of dead air. And if you listen to an archive, the archive version, you're like, why is there just silence for 3 minutes in the middle of the show?
Mm.
It's because we were actually playing music. It's just for some reason.
We know what the reason is, though.
It's Rob.
But we heard the music in our headphones. I don't know.
Because you didn't switch the input on your computer.
No,
because
then we wouldn't have heard anything.
So then why did it happen?
I can't explain it. I don't know.
It was the ghost of Patrick Swayze.
Where's that echo?
Patrick?
Hey, what's going on?
Did you do that to us on purpose because you were mad at us making fun of your cancer?
I was just tired of that Ja Rule song. I think everybody has enough. I figured before I leave this plane, I might as well do one more good thing for society. I did Roadhouse, and then I stopped from hearing Ja Rule.
Wasn't Ja Rule in Roadhouse?
Yes.
He was in one of those shitty action movies.
He was the kid with the shine box.
What song were you referring to, actually? I guess let's... Refresh my memory.
Please, I'll black out your show again.
No, please don't haunt the boards.
I'll get all up in there.
What was that?
Yoda!
Patrick Swayze will never stop haunting Metal Injection Sound Board. Metallica!
Ow!
Just so you guys know, the Blog Talk Radio lady is right here next to me, and I'm telling her to shut you down.
Shit. All right, turn it off.
That's where she calls you from.
All right, that
she's
got
nimble.
That made me a believer.
We made it through 8 minutes of the show without getting to the Ja Rule.
That's a new record. We're going to have to make up for that. What's our normal rate, like 4 times per minute?
Yeah, every other minute.
So just play it 32 times.
We're like 10-10 wins.
Every 2 minutes.
You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you Ja Rule and Metallica.
Sid actually checked his phone for the time.
Yeah. Why would he have to do that? When Patrick Swayze's in limbo, he should have an instant knowledge of what time it is at all times, right? He's like he exists at all points in the space-time continuum.
Yeah, but Sid has to check the time himself.
Are you saying Sid is Patrick Swayze?
No,
saying?
Sid as himself.
Oh. So Patrick Swayze said it and Sid heard it.
Way to break kayfabe down.
Exactly. I didn't. She said Sid. Sid checked.
Yeah, because I did check my phone.
Do you hear an echo on his voice? Is that Patrick Swayze?
No. Sorry.
There you go.
And George Bush will be here in the studio.
George Bush in the studio later on tonight. Joe Mister.
Big show.
The big show's going to be here?
No.
That's next
different
week.
Show, yeah.
Oh, all right.
We might have Goldust later, though.
Oh, very interesting.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What's that about?
That was roommate.
What's he?
Who wants to go by the name of Goldust?
Why?
He doesn't want his real name to be.
Is he gonna do like shtick as Goldust?
No.
Or is he just gonna come on and talk?
He's going to give us cocaine.
Okay. Do we still have to do the show?
So, did you guys hear about, obviously you guys heard about that family that named their child Adolf Hitler?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
their cat Stalin and
what,
their
now,
dog.
What's wrong with that, really?
Well, I think it's like child cruelty. You know what I mean? What is that kid going to do in like high school or even in like first grade?
He's going to throw kids into the cafeteria oven.
He's going to put them in meat grinders. He's going to impale them with his farts.
He's going to gas their lunch boxes when they don't trigger a gas to come out.
But seriously, it's like how fucked up of a person must you be to name your child that? Like, to put your child through it? Like, not even, okay, whatever. If someone changed their name to Adolf Hitler,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be as wrong as if they named their kid that, I think.
Well, first of all, they were from New Jersey.
Oh.
Well, that explains a lot.
Right, yeah, there you go.
But I don't know. I mean, did you see the kids running around? They looked pretty happy.
Oh, I didn't
they
see a video.
They showed footage of them. They were, like, running around. Like, the regular two-year-old.
I'm
you know?
Hitler.
His son looks terrifying. He looks like a child of the corn.
Yo, you know what he looks like? You remember that pop group that was, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley, but they were Nazis?
Yes, a few years ago.
What the hell was their name?
Blue.
Prussian Blue.
Yes.
They look exactly like those two. Noah's incredulous.
I have no idea who that is.
There's two 15-year-old girls that used to do pop songs about white power.
Oh,
and like
tattoo. Isn't that
tattoo? That's a different kind of white power.
Pussy power.
White power.
Oh, everybody. Metal Injection Live Cans with you.
Do we have any tattoo songs? Maybe Tattoo with Ja Rule?
Yeah. Let's hear that. Hold on. Looking for that right
first
now.
First ever. Released on
we got
show.
A premiere. The world premiere, Ja Rule and Tattoo.
Any day now.
Yep. Here it comes. Oh, it's their plane. Oh, it's a different tattoo. Sorry.
They're both dead now. Isn't that sad? Not tattoo. I'm talking about the midget or the Montalban.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he died.
Shit's about to get epic, son.
Ow!
Louder. Swiss Beats. Tattoo. Ja Rule.
Vodka.
Yeah, that was hold on, I don't want to step on the tattoo. Louder. Tattoo.
How long do we go there, Sid?
4 minutes. It's just so addicting. I don't know.
Next week we're gonna have to see if like test ourselves to see if we can go a whole episode without playing it.
No.
Shock therapy.
32 seconds. No.
I'm gonna delete it from Rob's iTunes when he leaves his laptop on the desk.
Patrick Swayze's pissed at us now. Sorry, Pat.
He's going to, like, go into my body, and I'm going to start talking like him.
You'll be lucky if that's all you start doing.
Stop giving away all our bits. He's going to make you act like a cancer patient.
And make me go through chemotherapy.
Oh, see, that's payback.
Yeah.
You know, we did a parody of that song, like, years ago, right?
Yeah.
And, how did it go? I forgot. Noah sang it.
With
this other girl whose name was Egg.
Vodka's in my head.
Yeah.
Vodka's in my head.
In my head. Something. I can't remember that.
That's how it went. Something. Because you were so fucking drunk when you sang that song.
Probably.
I totally remember.
With lemon or plain. No one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
No. I don't even
times.
Have it or anything.
I have it.
Oh, you do?
Not with me. But
no, but...
my hard drive.
Oh.
What are we talking... Are we still talking about parodies here, guys?
Hard drive, baby. Someone listened to the show that I know last week and was like, you watch that kind of porn?
Last time you give grandma some
my grandma. I'd rather that than this.
What relation did the person
just
have to?
The girl that I was just starting to talk to.
Oh, we fucked that up.
No, it wasn't. Well, let me not even get into it.
No, now you have.
Now she's going to hear this again.
It's okay. It's okay. I got it. Just give her a different name so she won't know you're talking about her.
Patrick Swayze, can you delete this part of the show?
You're on your own.
Fuck. Damn it. Anything related to porn, let's just Patrick Swayze it right out. Right out.
That's a new phrase. It's been deleted. It's been Swayze.
It's been Swayze. You have to Swayze that. Oh, and how ironic that he can't Swayze his cancer out.
Oh. You know what's fucked up? The next morning, I see a headline online. Patrick Swayze admitted it to hospital.
I was like,
yeah, like
his, with pneumonia.
No, yeah, his cancer spread, I think, is what it was. Like, he had liver cancer.
It's getting to his head.
Oh, that's, no. That's not
going through his head.
Noah, you just went one step too far. You got the Ja Rule penalty. This one's for Noah.
Yeah, she did it.
One step over the line.
3 minutes we won't. Oh. 3 minutes.
You're going to consult the Ja clock.
The Ja clock.
Oh, boy.
My face already hurts from laughing so hard.
Yeah, man.
So we were talking about your friend Patrick Swayze, Darren.
My friend?
Who got mad at you.
Huh?
You never said what she said. What happened?
All the things she said. No, that was really the end of the story. Like, I was embarrassed because I watched dirty porn.
So we embarrass you?
No, filthy, dirty porn embarrasses me. You made me talk about it.
In turn.
Did she ask you to borrow some of it?
She just rooted
like,
through.
No, I want to see some of this stuff that you like.
And then she's going to pull a Noah, right? Like, look at what a dirty whore. He's so filthy.
I'm so much better than
I'm so much better than
you.
That's not what happened.
Why can't someone do that to me? I mean, it's disgusting.
I'm too good for that to be done.
I never do that.
Is this the Mr. Vitelli porn?
It's the only female voice I can do, okay? Bear with me. Well, why don't you just say it?
We'll write you a script.
Let's put the echo on so I can do what Noah's thinking. Wow. Oh, I never do that. That's disgusting. Only street trash hooers would do that. But it's strangely titillating. I'm going to keep pretending that I'm totally repulsed by this while imagining that I'm getting fucked in a dumpster. Ugh!
Noah, it's your father. Why am I in your thoughts?
Oh, this is so disturbing.
You are such a dirty girl.
Don't touch
you
me.
You are a bad girl.
Oh, Daddy.
You have been having bad thoughts.
Oh, Daddy. What happened? Oh.
Noah! It's your mother! Why am I in this spot?
We're gonna have some hot lesbian three-way action.
Okay!
Patrick Swayze, why are you here?
I just want to let everybody know Tu Wong Fu is now available on Blu-ray.
I like that movie.
Noah, you're selling ad time in your sexual fantasy?
Hey, I'm Jewish. Gotta make my money somehow.
Oh, Lord.
I can't believe you want to have sex with your dad.
Every girl wants to have.
And Patrick Swayze while doing a plug for an old DVD.
Yeah, fun foursome.
Noah wants to kill all of us right now.
Noah will kill all of you.
Now, the reason why she's upset is because we totally hit the nail on the head about her watching porn.
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed right now.
You know, last week, while Noah wasn't looking, I actually hid a recording device in her room.
Oh, shit.
I actually have a sound clip that I prepared of Noah at her point of orgasm.
Oh,
are you ready for this? Wow, Noah. Oh, man, did you just, like, did you not masturbate for, like, a few weeks?
That turned me on, I gotta say.
That's intense. That was hot.
Can I hear that again?
Wow, it's like, it's so good you went down. Your voice had to do a pitch.
Yeah, it was climax and after climax.
Do you always masturbate to a drum track?
She's masturbating with a drum track.
I need to keep time while I masturbate. I need to have a rhythm.
She's rubbing a metronome against her pussy.
Go to the loose. She's got a double bass up in there.
Blast beat me! Oh!
Wow, imagine if someone, like, connected a metronome to a vibrator, like how intense that would be. And like it whatever the music that you're playing, like that's the beat per minute your vibrator would go.
I need more double kick. Double dick, I mean kick.
I can't have anyone listen to this show.
Listen.
I can't tell anyone to listen to this.
What I went through last week and admitted on here, you got about 4 weeks of vibrator pussy jokes coming. 5 minutes. Louder. Well, you heard the man. I feel in all this Ja Rule hilarity, we're neglecting Avril Lavigne somehow. That's how Rob has an orgasm.
Oh, yeah. I actually brought a tape of myself orgasming, too.
What he sounds like.
And here it is.
Yada, 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 yada. Don't lie. You just listen to that and jerk off.
Yeah. It only takes me 2 seconds to get there.
Oh. That was the circle jerk.
Oh, gross.
I happened to be there for that gobble.
Good times. Really, good times. I hope this week the sound effects work, because there has been some gold.
Well, you didn't check it out? Like,
no, we tested it. It works.
I hope. Well, I think that guy should call us.
Ooh. Somebody should call us. I know there are listeners.
Keep it Wolf or something? Because he was the one that was... Keeping tabs.
Thank you. Well, he was listening last week. We don't know if he's listening this week. If he's listening.
What else does he have to do?
I don't know.
He has to keep it Wolf.
Right, by listening to
the
show.
Is that like a Teen Wolf reference?
No, it's just his band, the Red Cord.
I think it should be, though. Teen Wolf reference? Yeah, it should be like, you know, keeping it Wolf means like...
But then that would mean your Michael J. Fox and you would have Parkinson's.
I think it's just because wolves are brutal.
Do you think like you that wolf character now has Parkinson's disease?
Oh. Do we have his ghost available for interview?
I don't know. You got the echo.
Ghost?
Hello.
Are you the ghost of the wolf that was in the movie Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was based on a true story.
I switched back and forth too many times, and I have Parkinson's.
That's I didn't know Parkinson's made you stutter.
I'm just trembling. I'm all hairy.
I thought it was really great when you won that basketball game with that last-second dunk. Wolf,
can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was all downhill from there, buddy.
So you never made the pros?
No.
All right, Wolf. Thanks for calling in.
Talk to you later.
So wait, 1 second before you go. So, like, if you have Parkinson's in real life and then you die and you're in heaven, you still have to have Parkinson's?
No heaven for wolves, man.
So you just live in limbo with Parkinson's for eternity?
Me and Dracula.
That fucking sucks.
He has the shit.
Wait, Dracula's there too?
He's the shit.
Blah! I have a disease.
My privates are rotting like your motherfucker. Like you would not believe. Sid, anyone want to interview me? Step right up.
Dracula, I have a question. Now that you're in limbo, do you still need to suck blood?
No, but I need some kind of cream because I'm itching like a bastard.
Are you saying how did you end up in limbo? What happened?
Well, I rolled around in the mud with the wrong person, and I got every disease under the book.
Was it Patrick Swayze?
Under
Patrick Swayze. Yes, that's how we say it in Pennsylvania. Don't correct my malapropisms, you piece of something that you say in America.
How do you say it in Transylvania?
Bleh! My crutch rat is killing me.
You know,
in your country, it's not very popular, but over here, you know what we love?
Blueberry cereal?
Ja Rule! Oh, that's it. The beast is far. Louder.
Are you ready to rock this?
It's so good, it momentarily takes away the pain of my genitalia. I've got to go now. Oh, Dracula was here.
I don't even understand how that happened.
Started show. We haven't even gotten to the present.
It wasn't even announced. The show. That's what happens when you listen to the Metal Injection live cast. You just never know who's going to stop by the show. Anything could happen.
Well, you know one thing. Ja Rule will always stop by.
Yes, every few minutes.
We're averaging 3.5 minutes now.
Yeah, a drop from Ja Rule. Making him happen all the time.
We're like the only people in the whole planet Earth who are talking about Ja Rule now.
Yeah.
With Metallica.
He is... Not even 5 minutes ago. Like, he's like 10 minutes ago. That's how long ago he is. Shit.
What do you got there on Blabbermouth?
Well, Noah pointed me to this interview that I think we should just have a segment every week now where we talk about Metallica. Because,
yeah.
I mean, we're going to do it anyway. Because, honestly, you know what? I got to say, the best thing about Death Magnetic coming out is that they're doing a lot of press. Because ever since then, it's almost like every week there's another great retarded thing that they've said. And it's like something that's been missing from metal for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm. For example, how Lars likes to stand in the bathroom and reminisce about doing coke while other people do it in front of him.
Yeah, for the vibe.
was one thing that they said.
Anyway, Noah, here, I'll turn the computer over and you could let me know what... about this story you wanted to talk about.
All right, well, he talks about... I don't even need the computer.
Oh, look at her.
No, I mean, like, for right now, because he talks about how Death Magnetic, he addressed the fact that people think it's too loud.
Oh, yeah, of course there's...
And he wants it louder.
Yeah, there's issues, of course, about the way it was mixed, because it was mixed... to appeal to like a low bit rate. Basically, it was mixed to appeal
for
downloaders. Yeah. As opposed to for like people that actually want to hear range in their audio kind of thing. And
so, I think they just had cutbacks on the compression because it costs too much money. And Lars needed a new fish tank in his pool.
What? And so what else did he talk about in this thing?
Well, he wanted it louder.
Louder?
Louder.
Just shake his head.
He's not even going to check the time.
Okay, here's his quote. How do you respond to accusations that the record was botched in the mixing process and sounds distorted? And he goes... A Metallica record is too loud for people. That's a statement in itself. The irony of that. No, I can't do it, Lars.
That was Thor.
Yeah.
Just read it.
Okay. Welcome to the world of digital recordings, compression overload, MP3s. What?
Overload?
Oh, compression overload.
Sound it out.
Font is too small. I need to make it bigger.
You're blind.
I can't do a voice and read at the same time.
He's got it now. He's in 92-point font. Where am I starting here? Oh.
Yeah.
A Metallica record is too loud for people. That's a statement in itself. The irony of that.
I might have disconnected.
Hey,
it's fine. No, we weren't
start
even.
Start the show again. Hold on to your cock and balls.
Karen, of course, was impersonating our very professional bland announcer guy, Chuck Blandington.
Patrick Swayze, Dracula, and then Mojo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So bad.
Welcome to the world of digital recordings, compression overload, MP3s. People are moving in a different direction, and things are becoming more linear, less dynamic. It sounds like a buzzword for, like, this sucks, and that's just
the way that's like they contacted their lawyers, like, how do we, like, what do we say to these people? And someone fed them a line.
I love the way the album sounds. Rick pushed it as far as he needs to go. Did he push it too far?
I love, we can't put out records for every niche in our fan base.
Yeah, yeah, fuck all of you. We attract such a diverse group of people.
I love the way the album sounds.
We can't please everybody. Metallica has made a career out of doing what we need to do for ourselves.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too hot for some people. Isn't that the exact opposite of what people are saying, though? It's too hot. I don't know what.
Well, the mixing of the album is just terrible.
Yeah, it sounds.
There's no question.
Yeah,
about
I don't
that.
Think they're saying it's too loud specifically. Like,
yeah. I think it's not too loud in that, like, you know, it's a heavy record. Yeah, no, it's just, it's like the lows are too loud.
The mixing is bad.
Yeah.
You can't blast it.
Yeah, well, it like bleeds through your speaker if you try to blast it.
It's almost like they recorded it themselves in a studio much like ours.
Yeah.
And mixed it on their computer using Audacity.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Pro Tools.
Audacity. Some kind of monster documented your troubled relationship with Hetfield. Has your relationship with him changed since then? And then he says, it's gotten a lot better since then on the road. He was wary of being on the road. Because that's when I would ass rape him.
That's a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I added that part. He wouldn't admit to that. He went out in 2003-04 and not only survived it, but didn't regress or fall into any of the old traps. That was a big thing for him. He has a much calmer energy about Metallica now. Things are pretty mellow around here. People are appreciative of what we have. It's the Metallica baby factory. We have 10 kids between the four of us. It almost sounds creepily like he's saying that they made babies together with each other. It's the Metallica baby factory. Who needs women?
And it's so metal to be like, I bring my baby out of the ground.
Yeah, I don't think that's on a Metallica record. So they just hang around in bathrooms, sniff each other's crap, and then have sex.
Yeah, can you imagine if he's like hanging out with his kid? He's like, hold on, little Lars.
Lars Junior.
Lars Junior, wait a minute. I was bond with my friend in that bathroom.
Starring in the Lars Ulrich story. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's how I imagine.
Come here. I want to sniff other guys' crap with you. Let's all pretend we're doing coke. Yeah, I'm going to bring my baby into the bathroom.
Hetfield, give the people yeah!
You got what you wanted. Anything else interesting?
Any other good quotes from the interview?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
I'm going to read Lars's answers like Dracula.
Okay. There was,
Oh, sorry.
Okay. But for a long time, anger was a necessary ingredient.
No, wait, no. There was a part where he says that he was listening to, I think, to Dyer's Eve.
Yeah, that's what he was just reading.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, but for a long time, anger was a necessary ingredient in Metallica's music. How do you maintain that when things are so settled?
That's the $64,000 question. Is it necessary? I would answer back, I don't have the answer. If we spit out a record like Death Magnetic,
27 years into a career. It can't be that bad. I was listening to the Dyer's Eve the other night. Incredible lyrics. But James isn't that guy anymore.
James isn't that guy anymore. James Hetfield sounds like a dude who has been into Metallica for 20 years and got all his friends together and is like, dudes, let's start a Metallica cover band.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like now.
I'm still on Echo.
No, on Echo him.
Am I? Test.
Yeah.
Blah! I'm going to get stuck in this voice.
No, all right.
So wait, hold on a second.
Where'd you go?
Do you know why?
You just like my manly echo sound. That's
do you know why it's -1 degree in here?
Why?
Because Darren didn't close the door to the studio.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I did.
Our $1 trillion metal injection studio could have been robbed because of you.
You're such a penis. I did close the door. I didn't lock it, but maybe it blew open.
Your ass blew open.
Well, thanks to you.
Yeah, that was fine.
And your metronome that you were raping me with.
All right.
Should we go to our first music break? Should we try that out?
Yeah, no, let's see if we can get W.
We got a little more time until we get W, but let's...
I want to give everything away in the first hour. Come on.
Let's take a short little music break.
I'm sorry. It just got so cold that my brain froze.
So cold today.
Let's go to a little music, and we'll be back after a little short break.
This is Chuck Landington. I fought your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fought your love. She called me daddy, and I called her baby, as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. Oh, get this far.
Talk Radio.
This is Chuck Flandington, reminding you, I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for Hour 2 of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Ow!
Yeah, Noah, please lower my headphones.
Oh, shit.
Very loud.
Darren said it.
No, God is supposed to be controlling the volume
but
of the sound clip. That he's supposed to do through iTunes because I can't do it.
Well, you're still loud in my ear, but it's all right. Leave it.
We're
fine.
On the same level.
I'll just blow out my eardrum.
Guys, it's unprofessional to talk about the unprofessionalness.
Why? I guess she's running the board. I asked her a favor.
Talk about it off the air. We can't let the people know about our imperfections.
We can't let them know that we're doing a radio show.
All right, the meters are like barely even going up.
Listen.
All right, you win.
Oh, what you win?
Good. What did I win?
What, Johnny?
What's in the grab bag today?
We have a bunch of promos from Rob's Closet.
Hey. Maybe next week, Darren, we can give away a bunch of promos from your closet.
Oh, you don't want those. Gag Factor 26. Dude's bending over for...
about that anymore, Darren.
Sorry. It's such a part of me that it just slipped out.
Pull it out. You got to pull it out when you're done.
Wait, yeah. There's a metronome
don't
up here.
Don't let it slip.
Just want to remind all of our dozens of listeners.
Yeah, we have over 2 dozen.
We know you're out there. We can see the numbers.
So why don't you give us a call at a little phone number we call 646-929-1357.
And you can give us your own ghost impersonation.
Yeah,
we'll put an echo on your voice.
We can put an echo on the phone, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
You get to die.
Technology.
You get to die.
Crazy technology. So once again, 646-929-1357. And I think at this point in the show, I think it's time for time to get a little serious with our health report in a little segment we are calling... Health Injection. With Health Injection is brought to you by Neosporin. When you have a cut, just use Neosporin.
Is that their slogan? Because that needs
and
to work.
Ecstasy.
Yeah.
Don't say ecstasy, wink wink.
And now, our health injection correspondent. Darren Delgado.
Wait, what? I thought it was Sid.
No, it's you. Filling in for Darren Delgado.
And thank you, Neosporin, and thank you. Whoops.
Oh.
What'd you do?
There we go.
Damn,
can you stop pulling that plug out of
I'll
the computer?
I'll stop moving the computer. He said,
he's
go ahead.
He's not used to putting things out of somewhere. Just in.
Today's health injection is all about mad herpes. No, not the kid you went to junior high school with named Matt Herpes. This is a whole different kind of Matt Herpes. Matt Herpes is a kind of herpes most commonly occurring among wrestlers or other athletes who have very close skin contact with each other.
Uh-huh.
And by athletes, we mean homosexuals. Another name for Matt Herpes is Herpes gladiatorum, sometimes misspelled as Herpes gladiatorium. It is a very serious kind of herpes, not like those other, you know, bullshit kind of herpes that you might have. it is contracted through physical contact. Catching this problem. Who the hell wrote this? Catching this problem.
Neosporin.
How was your day? Oh, I caught this problem, son.
Could be a
problem. I think Ja Rule wrote this report.
Catching this problem can be a major problem for an athlete because he might get disqualified from not only competition but also from life.
And sex.
Even though he cannot be blamed for contracting it, or at least that's what he tells his girlfriend. If you have wrestled for most of your life, being banned from getting on the mat because of mad herpes would be a tragedy, not to speak of your sports career with 2 R's.
3 R's.
Although one cannot be held responsible for contracting mad herpes, this sounds like something a dude wrote that he would later show his girlfriend. No, it's on the internet, seriously.
No, I got something. Look, it's a real thing, gladiatorium.
And, like, look at the URL. It's just members.angelfire.com/tripod.
/GeoCities/herpes. Matt.
So, although one cannot be held responsible for contracting Matt herpes or any other kind of herpes, wait, what? Can't be held responsible for getting any kind of herpes. Okay. One still has to be mindful of others who might contract it. Thus, staying off the mat is not a punishment, but a precaution for the sake of others.
And the mat.
it's like in Spider-Man, where his uncle tells him something deep.
Yeah.
With true power comes true responsibility, or great power.
Whatever.
With great herpes comes great responsibility.
Are you sure you didn't write this article?
This might be the best part. Once someone contracts mat herpes in a gym or a dojo, all efforts must be made to clean the mat itself, too. This has to be done by scrubbing the mat with some serious chemicals, not once, but several times.
Wouldn't you just get another mat?
Yeah, I was about to say, what's cheaper, a new mat or serious chemicals? Come on.
There's only one mat in the world. By the way, dojo? Is this like... Now we know why the guy in Karate Kid was so pissed off. Herpes does not exist in this dojo, does it?
The herpes won't wax off.
Health Injection is brought to you by Jim and John's Wrestling Mats. When you've got herpes on your mats, get Jim and John.
It probably didn't occur to you to buy a new one, but we sell them. And by Neosporin. Put it on your cut or whatever.
Herpes cut.
This has been another edition of Health Injection on the Metal Injection Livecast. Wow. I'm really glad that we put some money in our non-existent budget to have a health report on the show. Because
yeah,
I really
very
feel,
educational.
Yeah, I feel it's our responsibility to the kids.
I learned nothing. Well, you know what I learned? That guys who do each other in the butt in between wrestling matches have something to blame it on now.
Yeah.
Darren was paying attention, clearly. Also, I've learned that apparently... Neosporin goes on the cuts.
Yeah.
I didn't know it goes. You know, I really think Neosporin should sponsor us now because this is a great product.
Yeah,
we're not even trying.
We just linked them to Matt Herpes. Now, you know what? If Patrick Swayze had a little Neosporin, this would never have happened.
You mean the cancer?
Yes. Neosporin. Put Neosporin on your cuts or tumors.
It's not a tumor.
Too late.
Tumor.
Nobody's here. The wife is into tushies. Oh, no. You're mine now. I'm trying to turn that mush into muscle.
But, Darren, you were telling us during the break that apparently our favorite former lead singer of the worst band ever, Creed, Scott Stapp, was allegedly in some sort of prank. Oh, this is a little segment we call... In the news,
brought to you by Neosporin. Put Neosporin on your Scott Stapp.
Right, take it away, Darren.
Stapp infection. No, I mean, I don't want to build it up too much, but like somebody pranked him, and he went into someone went into some forum somewhere and said, you know, I'm the biggest Scott Stapp fucking groupie in the world ever.
That was me, actually.
Well, that's really you, but this was a prank. So they said, oh, meet me in Denny's somewhere in Georgia. And so he goes. He actually goes there, and the guy who set all this up got a bunch of his friends to just sit in Denny's and, like, wait for Scott Stapp to come in and ask every single girl, like, are you the one? Are you the one? And they just all started pointing and laughing at him. And he went to every single last girl and asked to bone her, thinking it was her.
But there's no... evidence.
No.
There's
but
no...
if so, do you really need evidence? It's just like Scott Stapp says, just believe.
What else does he have to do?
Just have faith.
The best part is that, I mean, would he really need to ask them? I mean, the girl obviously knows what Scott Stapp looks like.
Right. Well, that's how desperate he is for Nookie that he was just...
Maybe it was complete coincidence and he never saw the post and he just happens to go to restaurants and try to talk to chicks. Say, hey, I'm Scott Stapp. You want to...
I would think, now, as lame as Creed is, I'd still think he'd get, like, pretty decent quality groupies, though. Wouldn't you?
I think only the kind that named their children Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, like, I honestly don't think that Scott Stapp would need to go to a Denny's
right to
pick up a girl.
That's really funny, though, if he did.
At least Cheesecake Factory. I mean, come on. Denny's, that's like the lowest rung. Waffle House, maybe.
Isn't Denny's the one that used to refuse service to black people?
Yes. But then again, that used to be all restaurants.
Yeah, it's true. Denny's Boston just stopped a little later.
Denny's is just more traditional. They're set in their ways.
And funny enough, IHOP doesn't serve white people. No, I don't know. I made that up.
White people are so offended.
Just to
call in now, white people and black people.
Wake up, white people.
Wake up, whitey. And if there are any whiteys out there listening, give us a call.
Or blacks, too.
You can't say that.
What?
Blacks? I can't say
it. Said it again.
But that's a racial slur or what?
Well,
coming from a white guy, it is.
Blacks is a racial slur.
Call them that?
Why not?
That is so offensive.
You guys are fucking with me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
646. I mean, I don't know. Are we black people?
Are we black?
No. Are we, comma, black
not
people?
Not to say anything wrong with me.
All right, we are going.
929-1357 is our phone number. And speaking of black people,
yeah,
half black people,
Patrick
in a few days, ladies and gentlemen. The person we will have later on in the show, President George W. Bush, will no longer be president.
Oh.
But here this ties into the color issue.
Okay.
Barack Obama, half black.
He's black?
Half black. Half black.
Don't tell Mrs. Divitelli. She voted for him.
He is going to be president. And honestly, I'm a little excited. Mm-hmm. I'm a little giddy. I'm a little patriotic.
Sid, move over. Robert,
Rob's getting the same feeling from Barack Obama that Noah gets from
my
Reed.
Vibrating my truth. I don't know.
Scott Stapp.
He's got a Barack O'Boner, if you will.
If there's any indication that Noah and Rob is masturbating to me, I'll have him thrown to Guantanamo Bay.
And you know, it really makes me proud to be an American. And Barack Obama winning is like, I finally have hope in my country. And it's just, I love this is not the sound effect that I wanted at all.
It's not?
It's not the sound effect that I wanted. I don't understand why, who sang the song that I wanted to put on?
Wow, maybe
this,
totally
okay,
so
this
so
is it. So, let's start over. This is it, right?
Life has made me colder, and I don't think I
no.
can look at
damn it.
I think we just lost all of our listeners.
Well,
thank you, Rob.
Okay.
I see, when he talks, sometimes the music just spontaneously plays, but if he's a little off, the wrong music just plays.
Oh, okay, so get that right tone in your voice, Rob.
So, like I was saying...
Rewind. Reset.
We're going to have our first African-American president. And I am just so proud. So proud of my country, my fellow countrymen, and everyone that makes this such a great land.
Right.
And...
if tomorrow all the things were gone...
I don't have children or a wife.
So this so far doesn't surprise you.
To be living here today.
And we live in New York, so technically we don't really live in America.
Freedom,
well,
they can't take that away.
And we don't have tractors. I do have a caterpillar hat, though.
Yes!
Illegal
I know I'm free.
Illegal wiretapping.
It's the men who died who gave that right to me. And I gladly
have a grave.
Next to you. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That's right.
Except that queers.
I don't believe in God, but we'll let that pass.
And not blessing.
Or the USA.
Which is a commie.
But, no, but I'm... Honestly...
He's not done. Shut up.
No.
Tennessee. That's what you should know.
Across the plains of Texas.
Texas?
From the speed of shining sea.
Wait, is that... That's like from Washington to Florida.
And
I think we need to change it up a little.
Actually mentioned New York. Oh.
American girl, American guy will always stand up and salute, will always recognize.
I recognize.
I go to saloons.
There's a lot of men dead.
With mad herpes.
So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
My genitalia itches.
In the army, we lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard to the day that he died. A woman, my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came
from somewhere in the back.
We can see it clearly through our big black eye, and we lit up your world.
What big black guy is he talking about?
Hey,
is that Obama?
Is my mic up?
But,
This
isn't the song that I wanted, though. I actually wanted the song that had Freedom Isn't Free.
Just Google that.
What's that song?
I don't know, but this is the song where he says, isn't this the song where he says, we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way?
Yeah, and then he goes, we lit up your country like, he says, you attacked us on 9/11, now we're going to blow up your country, except it's the wrong country. Whoops! My bad.
I'm so glad that these people are exiting.
Yeah. And amazingly enough, Toby Keith, registered Democrat.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah. Get out of here. Just for shits and giggles? Is it because his agent made him do it?
Well, he was afraid that the liberal media conspiracy would crush him if he didn't. He wanted to make albums.
He's trying to be a centrist, if you will.
Like those Democrats.
Yeah, I'm honestly pumped. And I think it's gonna be an interesting.
I hear Obama is gonna do away with Matt Herpes.
What?
He's got an endorsement deal with Neil Ford.
But then what about our health injection segments?
No one will be sick, so it'll be pointless.
Oh.
We'll have to play Ja Rule more.
Every health injection segment will be about sickle cell anemia.
Not Tay-Sachs? Well, Obama loves the Jews, Tay-Sachs. So we'll probably have some Tay-Sachs stuff.
Is he related to Tay Diggs?
Tay-Sachs Fifth Avenue.
You have a very... Hello.
I can't hear the show at all.
I can't hear things. Noah is messing with our headphones.
Noah's high. This. Noah's high. 9th, 4th of July. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land.
And...
we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Okay.
This is fascinating radio.
What is going on?
I don't have a volume knob for you. I'm sorry.
Some knob.
Well, you have one for me because I can't hear anything.
Is that better?
Yeah, now I hear myself.
Can everyone hear themselves?
Unfortunately.
Patrick Swayze, can you hear yourself?
I hear
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. We have Patrick? a special guest.
Patrick Swayze. Oh, no. Sorry.
No. Patrick Swayze comes in a little bit. We have Goldust.
Goldust.
In the studio.
Hi, Goldust.
I'm Noah's roommate, Goldust.
Noah, you never told us that you lived with Goldust. He's fucking flaking gold paint everywhere. Can you, like,
be coming over all the time.
This is radio. You didn't have to put your makeup on.
That's true, but I was told this was Tatsu.
All right, okay. All right. Someone's lying to him.
And it's clearly not his fault.
So.
Goldust is a critic.
Goldust is doing material.
Goldust, how do you feel about Barack Obama being president in a few days, huh? 4 days away, huh? How do you feel?
Very exciting.
Are you a Democrat?
You know, it's funny. I have a cold, so I actually do sound like Goldust right now.
Not enough whispering to sound like
Do you have Matt herpes?
Not yet.
We have a Matt in the back.
Neosporin actually gave us a mat.
I can go herpy it up for you if you want.
But it looks like if I do share a glass of wine with one of you, I probably would catch some.
Whoa. Gold has got the zings.
He's the most calm, angry man I've ever heard.
Cold Sauce doing the shtick.
All right. All right.
So, not in a few more minutes, we're going to have a very special guest on the
That's
show.
Right. In his last public interview we will have in the studio. I think I hear the Secret Service coming right now.
I hear someone doing lines of coke back there.
Yeah.
I don't know
it is current, soon-to-be ex-President George W. Bush here on the
Whoa,
show tonight. Tonight. Live and in Technicolor. Yes, Goldust, you should roll a joint. You should definitely roll a joint. On the radio, they can't see hand signals, but they
just be acting.
They can hear you.
We're not really smoking weed.
Goldust isn't just our code name for our drug dealer or anything like that.
Yes, it is.
We're just kidding if anyone we know that this could incriminate
like
us.
Like Darren's grandmother.
And for all the kids listening, marijuana is illegal.
Oh. He's a lawmaker, too, Goldust.
Why not?
Or it. I don't know how to refer
got
to Goldust.
A lot of credentials, this Goldust character.
So what do you think about Bush coming on, Sid? How do you think we arrange that? Did you have something to do with that?
Well, you know, through my radio industry connections, you know, I pulled a few strings to talk to Rush Limbaugh. He gave me Dick Cheney's phone number. Dick Cheney gave me Satan's phone number. Satan gave me George W. Bush's phone number. And then, I mean, I was like, dude, listen, what do you have to lose at this point? And he's like, yeah, I guess that's true.
So it's the only exclusive interview that George Bush is giving to anybody, anywhere.
On Blog Talk
Radio. He's not on Fox.
Well, he was on Fox. Right?
No, he wasn't. When?
I saw some footage of him. He's done.
He was just talking, giving a speech.
Yeah.
But
we're not going to pussyfoot around the questions.
No pussy on this show.
We're going to ask tough questions. We're going to ask questions that metalheads really care about. And
like, what are you wearing right now?
Well, we're going to see what he's wearing right now. We don't have to ask him that. That'd be, we only have a certain amount of questions we can ask. I don't want to waste it on you know, stupid questions. You know, so I've really thought out some questions, and I think it's going to be a great. I think this might be my Frost Nixon moment. Like, this is Pasbani Bush. You know,
Bush is notoriously. Famous for not for being evasive and not giving straight answers. Do you think you can just hammer him? And
let me tell you, I am so ready for him to be evasive. I've done a little research and
what kind of research, Rob?
I've done cocaine. Just to, I'm gonna ask him about that point blank. If he's done cocaine, I'm gonna ask him about that. I'm gonna ask him other things that metalheads care about. I'm gonna ask him, of course. The first thing on everybody's mind is I want to know what he thought of the new Metallica. Obviously.
Yeah.
And then after he gets that out of the way, the next biggest thing anybody could possibly care about is what he thought of the Guns N' Roses record. Because, you know, like, those are two
well,
big records.
Don't give away all your ammo.
Yeah,
right
no,
now.
I'm not going to give it away. But it is going to be the biggest, most poignant. Like I said, this is my Frost Nixon moment. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. And that's coming up in a very, very short one, 15 minutes. I think that's when we're scheduled.
That's Bonnie Bush.
Is that one of those promo DVDs you got there?
Yeah, I got that's Bonnie Bush, boys, number 7. I want to see if your Bush interview stands up to your Between the Buried and Me interview, the famous interview of 2007. What do you think?
Well, you know, me and Between the Buried and Me, we're friends. So that interview is one thing.
That was like a softball.
Yeah, but I fucking hate George Bush has ruined this country.
Does George know that he's coming into like hostile territory to be interviewed?
I've let him know how I felt about him. I mean, I don't know. I didn't arrange the interview. Sid arranged the interview. I didn't agree to anything. These are going to be the tough questions. I'm sorry, Sid, if this ruins any of your contacts or anything, but people got to know what I'm going to ask him. And guys, this might be what puts the Metal Injection Livecast on the map. This right here. This might be rebroadcast on CNN, CBS,
CBN,
CBN, CBNOX,
BTR,
BET.
BET
is going to air this?
It'll be on BCAT. It'll be on BETJ.
We got that Pasbani Bush interview, son.
coming up next. You feel me?
It'll be on VH1 Classic right after Metal Mania.
Right after the when Obama won on election night, so they went, they, you know, flipping around, so all this, see all the different. They actually had BET coverage of
now,
the election.
Is this like the serious BET news coverage, or just like the 106 and Park people?
No, it's like yes and no. It wasn't the 106 and Park people, but it was like an attempt to be serious, but
like ghetto people.
Like BET has to be a stereotype. Like they can't get away from it. So they just had all these, like, they would just sit there. First of all, it looked like a rap video. The set looked like a rap video. And they're just like, it's a momentous occasion.
They
know?
Had girls in bikinis and
No, it wasn't like that. It was like, well, you know what I'm saying. But you know, it was funny, on every channel they had, like, it was so racist because they would have one black guy on CNN. Then you'd turn over, they have one black guy on Fox to talk about it. And then they would have, like, one black guy on each channel talking about it. And, like, it was like all the white people would say, well, what does this mean for the economy, blah, 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 blah. And then the black was like, oh, I'm so happy. It was like they were doing, like, it was just really offensive, you know what I mean? It was like they were doing a black 1920s guy, you know, falling down and worshiping Obama. Like, oh, a black man is president, you know. It was lame. You're looking at
I thought what you were leading to is like on every channel it was like a bunch of white guys and one black guy.
Yeah.
But on BET it was like a bunch of black guys and one white guy.
They didn't bring a white guy in.
They had a Latino. Did they at least have a Latino?
No,
guy?
No Latino.
An Asian guy?
Nope.
Didn't
wait,
have
wait,
an
hold
Asian
on.
Sushi guy?
But that would
go to our
say,
Asian correspondent. So cold.
So
cold. Obama wins. So cold.
That would be funny if they had like different black stereotypes on BET, just talking about the Obama victory.
For
like,
example,
jazz hands.
Well,
what?
I don't want to offend people, so I'm not going to go into that.
Okay,
but it would be funny if someone did.
I
just want to
imagine what Rob was doing.
Well, anyway, when can we interview this George W.?
Are we set up for this, or is he almost here?
Yeah, Rob Frost. When are you bringing him in?
Listen, this guy's hard to get a hold of. I got a lot on the line here. A lot of credit went out to pay for this interview. This is going to be a huge interview.
By the way, the Secret Service guy's rolling
a
joint.
Massive dude. Well, I guess Bush has to be prepared.
Wait, let's find out what the status is on this dude.
Goldust?
It's almost ready.
Meaning we will be obliterated in about 5 minutes.
Right now would be a fantastic time for any of our listeners to give us a call at 646-929-1357. Just call us.
You call now.
So cold today.
Why don't we explain what that is for people that might have not listened every other week that we've talked about this?
No.
Just go download the very, very first episode.
Now, what basically it is we have an Asian delivery man that's really creepy and always is like really bad. And he's just like really weird and always tries to make small talk and
has tried to hit on Goldust.
Oh,
really?
I didn't.
You're very muscular today.
You're very big man. Oh, you big.
You give me a herpes.
Mad herpes. I wrestle you.
But,
I take out your herpes, simple eggs.
He play X.
So lately when you've seen him, oh, we got a caller.
Easy there.
So I get very excited when people come on the air.
You don't
call
your speakers.
You just
on.
Come on the air?
Hello.
Oh, hey,
hello.
How's it going?
Who's this?
This is Drew.
What's your name?
Drew.
Drew, how you doing? Where are you from?
From Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, wow. We've got a lot of
have you called the show before, Drew?
What's that?
Have you called this your first time caller?
No, this first time caller.
Yeah,
he's fucking with you.
Kind of straight.
You're good.
Rob's
What's up? How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, fuck, probably like 15 minutes.
Did you hear about Obama?
I heard about him.
How do you feel about him? What's your take?
I feel like he'll do a good job. I don't know. Not really sure what to think of the whole thing.
Did you vote for him?
I did. because I'm an air traffic controller and he is going to help us, unlike the Republicans.
The Republicans pretty much don't do anything for anybody, unless you're rich.
I'm very excited for this interview with Bush.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
It is going to be...
Drew.
Now, I'm worried.
Wait,
I hope...
Wait. Goldust wants to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Drew, this is Goldust. Are you disappointed in the show so far?
Seems like a lot of rambling so far, but the quality is kind of shitty, but...
Like, see the pace improve a little bit and have them move the show along.
Since when did Goldust become our producer?
Yeah, get out of here, Goldust. Wait.
No, don't get out of here.
Wait a minute. You think we're rambling? You think we're, like, intoxicated or something? Is that what you're saying,
Sounds
Drew?
Sounds like there might be a little bit of weed. Sounds like it.
It's actually a lot of
a
weed,
lot of
so
weed.
You're wrong.
A lot of weed.
You're really building up this interview, though. I hope
it's,
that...
It's going to be fucking huge.
You really...
It's going to be... It's coming up in a few minutes.
Well, I'm going to call CNN and tell them about this monumental interview that's about to come
they're going to be doing a live stream of our show. It's going to be on CNN. But you should listen to our stream though, because we get the hits then. Don't give them.
They're going
to
have just audio on CNN. That's how big it is.
Yeah.
No, they're going to have us as holograms.
No, they're just going to have Wolf Blitzer at a computer logging into metalinjection.net/livecast.
I just turned on CNN. They're doing a story about Matt Herpes now. What the hell?
They're ripping off health injections.
They're scooping us.
But Drew, how long have you been a metal injection visitor?
Oh, it's probably been about 2 years now.
2 years? Wow, awesome. Thank you for visiting.
Yeah, I always like the bands you guys interview, like Between the Bear to Me and all Born of Osiris and those bands.
Oh, cool. Is there anything we could be doing better?
Oh, I don't know.
Talk about speed during the show.
Anything you would like to see more of?
Probably more interviews, a few more live shows.
All right. You like? So, you know, some people on the YouTubes, they think I'm annoying and cheesy.
And that he looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
Oh. Oh. You don't have to bring that one.
You crossed the line.
Yeah.
Even Ja Rule is upset about that.
Yeah.
Ow!
I like you a lot more than most interviewers because most interviewers say the same 5 questions and you actually kind of seem like you care a little bit more than they do.
Take that, Noah.
Yeah, Rob is just so starstruck every time he meets
I am
man.
Always saying what the Lamb Goaters have said about you. It's not my words.
Really?
Theirs.
I never
I'm
saw
honestly
that.
Offended.
It's Lamb.
I am offended. I am offended. Apologize.
I think he's really offended, Noah. You should
apologize.
He's like,
you should not only apologize to me, you should apologize to our caller, Drew.
I thought you were going to say to Sloth.
No!
That man had no choice about how he looked. Rob has the choice, and he chooses to look this way.
Metal Injection live cast with you.
I quit.
No, not before the interview.
Not before the weed. I mean interview.
Drew, do you smoke weed?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah!
Wait, you just said you're a fucking air traffic controller. You smoke weed?
Exactly.
What airport do you work at?
You know how fucking stressful that is?
I'm still in training. I haven't really got hired yet.
Do they piss test you?
When I get the job, yeah, they will. So I'm doing as much as I can now.
I was going to say, are you going to stop smoking or are you going to like try to mask it? Like get a fake penis and like pee into it?
Resonator.
I'm figuring I should probably do that in clear mind so I don't kill too many people.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, much as we love weed here, I really don't recommend you continue smoking weed after you get that. No offense. I mean, I don't want to tell people what to do, but if I'm on a fucking plane going over Colorado, you know.
What made you decide to be one of those type of people?
Oh, my dad is one, and he's about to retire, and actually just about all of them are about to retire, so there's a big need for them right now, and it pays good security.
We just got a news update from the future. Hold on. Oh, this is Tom Brokaw speaking from 2015. A jetliner just crashed into the Rocky Mountains. There's speculation that an air traffic controller was smoking shitloads of weed while in the tower. More details as they develop. And now, our feature story on the Mad Herpes.
2015, Mad Herpes still an epidemic.
See? It's only getting worse.
Neosporin doesn't work.
Someone should have spread the word that you can buy a new mat instead of cleaning it with chemicals. Cleaning it with chemicals. I still can't believe that. But why would you clean the fucking mat? Just get rid of it. Because they need, you know why? Because the herpes is not coming from the mat. It's from them butt-fucking each other, and they need an scapegoat.
It's like, hey, Ralph, isn't that the same mat that Jimmy got herpes off of last week? Yeah, but I poured chemicals all over it. It's fine now. Don't worry.
I poured lye on it. It's fine now. They need a skate mat. That's what it is. Okay.
You poured LSD all over it.
So definitely, when you get that job, no weed. Just stick completely to acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't trace it. They can't trace it.
Yeah, acid's totally untraceable. And don't eat any poppy seed bagels, because that shows up as weed, too.
I thought it shows up as
opium.
As opium, yeah.
Oh,
like heroin.
It shows up as something.
Yeah.
And then you get
actually,
busted.
Actually, if you do heroin, just say you ate a poppy seed bagel.
And then if you eat a poppy seed bagel, then you get busted, and all you get out of it was a fucking bagel.
Yeah, so at least do heroin if you're going to eat poppy seed bagel.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, heroin.
After the bagel.
But what is the training like for that? Like, is it like, do you play video games? Like,
I'm actually in a simulator class right now, which is pretty awesome, but it's just for plane training. Like, you have to, like, go through, like, the pilot train, too, to understand what they're going through. So, like, what was it? Yesterday in the Hudson where it crashed, they fly all kinds of shit at you, like geese and stuff. You have to avoid them. If you don't, you crash.
Oh, so, did you know yet? Because we live in New York. Yesterday, some fucking birds flew into a plane, and the guy had a crash.
Yeah, Nationwide News, Darren.
I don't know.
Where in New York are you guys?
Brooklyn.
We're in Brooklyn. But actually, like, the Hudson, that's something that pretty much is seen by most of New York. Like,
yeah.
Most of us are at work, and...
Yeah.
What, you know, there's a microphone. That you
my mother, my mother works right outside of where that happened.
I went to school in Jersey City last year at St. Peter's,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge shithole, but
so
I was like right by the Hudson.
Shout out.
I think Goldust can shed a little light into this. Anything in New Jersey is a shithole.
That's true.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die every day in New Jersey.
Why is it like a bad neighborhood?
Yeah, it was right by the projects, and coming from Loveland, Colorado, when there was like two black people to go into Jersey City, it's kind of a huge culture shock.
It's like the ghetto.
Oh yeah.
But terrible. So, like, the graphics on these flight simulators, are they awesome?
It's not really. It's kind of pretty much just free the instruments and.
It's like Xbox quality or what?
Or like NES quality.
It's like Atari
Duck
quality.
Wow, that sucks.
They can't. Really? I mean, you're exaggerating, right? They have to have some
good
shit.
They don't have 64-bit consoles?
No, they pretty much just hook them all up to computer, and you have to... They really don't want you to look outside because you have to train to fly into the clouds and stuff, so you have to look at the instruments to see how high you are. If you're pissed or not, and all that shit.
I can tell you, I'm pretty high right now.
This guy's gonna be in the tower directing planes. You're like, Drew, what are you doing? I don't know. I learned on a fucking Atari 2600. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I learned playing Pong. What the fuck? There's a plane coming towards us.
There's actually my uncle. I think it was like 10 years ago, he was an air traffic controller in Indiana, and a plane he was controlling crashed into a hotel, and somehow the newspaper got a hold of his number and put it in the paper, so he was getting messages from like the victim's families telling how they were going to kill him and stuff.
What the fuck? How did they put his, like, was he doing something negligent or what?
The engines just went out of the plane and he ejected, Uh-huh. And so the plane went into a hotel and killed like 50 people or something. And the newspaper blamed my uncle, which it wasn't his fault.
They can't. How do you put your fucking number in the paper? That's terrible.
They got it from the, because you can call the facility and get someone's number, so they would call and ask for Arnold Wick or whatever. And then they would.
Nice going. You got his number out over the phone.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You know, 50% of our audience is people related to those people that died in the hotel. Hope you know that.
Fuck.
Arnold Wick. Watch out.
Anyway,
at least he lived.
Two more things. I was going to ask, what's the next big coming band, and could you play some Gorgeous?
Oh, I was going to ask you to request a song, but we can definitely play a little Gojira.
We're going
to
give a shout-out to Arnold Wick.
I was hoping for some Backbone by Gojira.
I will put some of that on. Wait, what song do you want to hear?
Backbone.
Ooh.
All right, so we'll play it.
Hello, someone talking here from beyond the grave. Oh. I was killed in a hotel crash.
Hotel crash?
Somewhere in fucking Colorado.
Whoa.
I've been looking all this time for the cocksucker that flew into my hotel. Picked up your radio show.
Man, our radio show just gets picked up by the...
I've been hanging out here listening...
It's all that Patrick Swayze word of mouth.
I've been listening to Patrick Swayze run his fucking mouth about his cancer all this time.
So we're kind of running low on time. Is there anything you want to say?
Yes. Oh, me or him?
Yeah, you.
Arnold Wick, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to fucking kill you. Patrick Swayze, stop humping my leg.
There we go. Jay got some Gojira, and then our huge interview with George W. Bush. Thanks for calling in, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Nope.
That's right.
Nice job there.
So how about that music?
I'm gonna go.
reminding you. I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been, hanging on to promises and the songs of yesterday. But I made up my mind, I ain't wasting no more time. Here we go again with the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
All right, all right. It is now time for the pretty much the biggest moment in Metal Injection history. I have a very special, guys, please be very respectful. I don't know how Sid was able to score this, but right now...
He went to the Coke dealer. Oh, you mean the interview.
No, the interview. I would like to welcome to the show right now the soon-to-be ex-president of the United States. Give him a round of applause. George W. Bush is here. That's right. Now, Mr. President, thank you for doing this. And, I just want to get right down into it. First off, Mr. President, we'd like to get your opinion on the epidemic of black metal bands burning down churches.
That's a good question.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. That means a lot. Now, what's your response?
I'm for a sustainable ceasefire, and there will not be a sustainable ceasefire if they continue firing rockets.
Well, I'm pretty sure they aren't using rockets, sir. I think it's just, some good old gasoline and a match. But I get your point. So far, this behavior has only gone on in Europe. What do you think is the best method to prevent this from reaching the United States?
Let's just throw up barriers and, protect our own.
Well, you don't sound too enthusiastic about it. But all right, moving on. We heard that you and some staff members recently went to a Meshuggah concert, and you even went in the pit? Is this true?
That's a good question.
Well, thank you again, and I really appreciate your praise, sir. So please, just tell us about your moshing experience.
Well, I had a fabulous team around me of highly dedicated, smart, capable people, and we had fun.
I was told by a reliable source that some of your friends got into a little scuffle and got a little angry and hostile during the show, and they roughed up some fellow concert goers. How do you respond to this?
They're not angry, and they're not hostile people.
Well, so you're willing to say that you had no part in the anger and hostility at the Meshuggah concert you attended?
I view those who get angry and yell and say bad things and all that kind of stuff as just a very few people in the country. I don't know why they get angry. I don't know why they get hostile. It's not the first time, however, in history that people have expressed themselves in sometimes undignified ways.
God. Can the photographers please calm down? We're trying to do an interview. It's on the radio. Keep taking all these photos. It's so rude. Please.
That was me. I'm sorry.
God, just wait till the interview is over. Anyway, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but that was a very, very diplomatic response, sir. But moving on to some other topics. Have you heard the latest Metallica record? And if so, what'd you think?
That's a good question.
Thank you again, sir. You seem to be more of a fan of my work than I am of yours, but I'll take it. So what's your take on Metallica?
These are just people that are trying to do the best they possibly can.
Well, that's undoubtedly true, but many people have said Metallica is no longer relevant, and they should quit.
There's plenty of critics in this business.
Yeah, well, you must agree, though, that these guys in Metallica are pretty fucking old, right? I mean, how old are they by now?
Two guys who are nearly 85, two 62-year-olders, and a 47-year-old.
Well, technically, there's only four guys in the band, but I'm assuming you're including Bob Rock in that tally? That's fucking old, though. I guess you like that record anyway, and I respect your opinion.
And I thank you for giving me a chance to defend a record that I'm going to continue to defend because I think it's a good, strong record.
Well... All right, then. Speaking of controversial albums, what did you make of Chinese Democracy by Guns N' Roses?
That's a good question.
Okay, I get it. Just answer it.
That's obviously a highly contentious issue.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Now, please stop dodging it and tell me how you feel about Axl taking so long to record that album.
Well, first of all, hard things don't happen overnight.
I think we can all agree on that, but that long to record an album? Really?
This problem started before my presidency. Obviously took place during my presidency. The question facing a president is not when the problem started, but what did you do about it?
Well, I guess you did your part since the album finally came out. How many days exactly did that take to record?
121 billion, more or less.
Wow. Wow. And once it was released, how do you feel about it?
Disappointed.
Well, same here. And Axel actually thinks it's a great album.
Pathetic, isn't it?
Totally. So, I know the international community has asked Axel and his bandmates to quit and just go away, and so far they haven't agreed. What else will be done?
And the international community needs to continue to pressure them to stop.
But, Mr. President, can you please turn off your cell phone? This is a pretty important interview. No need for text message.
anyway, Mr. President, I'd like to get to something a little controversial. I've saved the touchiest subject for last. I know you got to keep going. I'll make this quick. There's a widespread rumor that you've considered restarting your old cocaine habit. Is that true?
I'm fixing to do that.
Wow.
Congratulations. You've been selected to...
What?
Mr. President.
Mr. President, you're getting an iPod Nano. But anyway... I don't even know how that got there. Mr. President, this is really shocking news. The president just admitted he's going to do cocaine. You'd never shoot up, though, right? Oh, Mr. President, I think your mic is off. Mr. President, you'd never shoot up, though, right?
Mr. President, are you there?
Mr. President, what's going on here?
What do you mean I'd be there? He's in the room.
He just called suddenly. I'm asking if he's there, like in his mind. What do you mean, Mr. President? A shot at what?
I don't think anyone heard them but you. The president is in the bathroom doing coke right now. We're trying to get him.
George, come on. I know you don't like interviews.
Wait, Mr. President, who is supplying you?
Where did you get the money to feed your habit? Mr. President, please stop avoiding the question. Where did you get the money to feed your habit? What?
Wow.
We are all amazed by your lack of willpower.
Okay, since I quit drinking.
So you've traded one bad habit for another? How often do you give in to these temptations?
Every day but Sunday.
Wow. That is a lot of cocaine use. You must not have any left.
And is there more to be done? You bet there is.
This is beyond belief. What do you do when you're on one of your cocaine binges?
Riding mountain bikes as hard as you possibly can.
Well, at least you're active, Mr. President. But that explains why you're in such great shape. Now, aren't you afraid that the incoming President Obama may get some sort of contact high just from being around you? Mr. President.
He may feel the effects the minute he walks in the Oval Office. At least that's what I feel. I don't know when he's going to. He may feel it the minute he's been sworn in.
Wow, that should make for an interesting speech at the inauguration. Lastly, sir, if there's one wish you have for your life post-presidency, what would it be? We got it. What's your wish?
Stoned women in the streets.
Now, that's something we can all agree on. And on that note, Mr. President, you have to get out of here. Thank you so much for joining us in possibly the hugest interview of all time. Mr. President just admitted to doing cocaine.
And wants stoned women in the streets, too.
Well, sure.
But we all do.
Wait, does he want to stone women in the streets or stone
Stop
women?
Killing the joke. I hope the second half of his conversation went through. We were having some mic problems with the president. I don't even know what happened.
Well, if it didn't, we can always put together part two of our special interview.
Yeah.
With George W. Bush.
Oh, thank God.
And he really reeks of alcohol.
Really? I thought he was saying that he gave that all up.
Do you really believe anything he says at this point?
I guess that's a very, very good point.
I mean, after all this guy has done over the past 8 years, you really believe him when he says he's not drinking?
I believe it. Because, really? Well, he admitted to cocaine. Isn't that worse?
Oh, Bush is walking out and his music's playing now. There he goes. And he's getting booed by Goldust.
Anyway, that was our interview with George W. Bush.
I liked it. You did a great job. I really thought, you know, all the shit you talk about Bush and you hate him and all this, I thought once he got in here, you would become a pussycat and just throw him softball questions.
No! I gave him a piece of mind. And you know what? I didn't bother asking him about Iraq and all that because we know he's going to dodge those questions. He's not going
to
answer them.
Well, the real question everyone wants to know about is Axl Rose's album, what he thinks of it, and Metallica's Ages.
Yeah. Can you believe he knew the exact number of days?
Even better than that, he knew the exact ages of all the members of Metallica.
Yeah.
That blew me away.
It's a pretty good memory.
Well, he seems like, you know, a rocking kind of guy. Like, he seems like hip, you know.
I was certainly shocked.
So, we're actually coming towards the end of the show here. And luckily, because everything's completely falling apart in here. The board is, like, down to its component parts of scotch tape
Patrick
and, like,
Swayze
chewed gum.
Patrick is haunting this board.
Patrick Swayze, get that here and explain yourself.
Yeah, I don't think he can because we don't have echo anymore.
Patrick Swayze, why did you try to ruin my interview with George W. Bush?
I'm a libertarian. I don't support his policy.
Are you a Randian?
Yes, I don't know what that is, but sure.
I don't know either. I'm just throwing it out there. Patrick.
How's it going, man?
Well, hopefully, with Obama in office now, there'll be some kind of health care advance that could possibly bring you back from the dead and cure your cancerous body.
Yes, if only I had health insurance, this could all have been avoided. But I was one of the many uncovered Americans.
Patrick Swayze, a lot of people don't know this, but he went through his entire earnings from Ghost, Roadhouse, Next of Kin, and
Red
Kuang
Dawn.
Fu, and Red Dawn. Well, he didn't make a lot on that film. He was a newbie at that point.
I'm addicted to commemorative plates. I spent it all. Princess Di, Bill Clinton,
right.
The various breeds of dog,
Ja Rule.
That Ja Rule commemorative plate.
Did you see the one, the dollar bill that they pressed with like a 9/11? It's actually worth $20, and it's 9 plus 11, and it's got the Twin Towers as the president's face.
So you could say that's as queer as a 9/11 dollar bill?
Exactly. Did you just call our Twin Towers queer?
Well, it was like two penises almost rubbing against each other, so sort of, yeah.
You dirty Arab. I'm going to report you to... I'm going to report you to Lee Greenwood.
He's actually here with me.
Oh, can we talk to Lee?
Yeah.
Are you still proud to be an American?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your shtick, Lee. That's just, that song gets into me, and I just...
Let me tell you something. In my personal opinion, I found, like my fellow songwriters have said, that freedom... It is not free.
Oh, really?
And that is why we need to lower taxes.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to pay Uncle Sam my hard-earned money to run this country.
Isn't it immoral, though, why we have two wars going on to lower taxes?
To pay taxes? That's right. It is immoral
no,
to pay taxes because that's my money. Because I'm proud to be an American. At least I can't. That's my Cher remix the phone.
Where's your auto tuner?
I don't understand why my auto tune doesn't work in Limbo.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Is that
Limbo.
Your metronome?
That's in my anus. I don't want to get it out right now.
What are you doing with Patrick over there?
No, it's this new dildo I heard about that it syncs up to a metronome, and whatever music you listen to, that's how fast the dildo goes.
That's how fast it pounds your ass.
And let me tell you, it is a fantastic invention.
You know, I have to say I'm slightly disillusioned that one of the greatest consumers...
Hold on. What does that mean, disillusioned?
It means I'm sad that one of the...
Please, don't use big words around me.
I'm an
American.
I just feel...
That's better.
Yaka gaba 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 gaba.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, I feel that it's just one of the greatest conservative songwriters of all time is gay. It kind of just, I didn't expect that.
What?
You're putting things in your butt.
What? No, I'm not putting nothing in my butt. I just like metronomes in my anus.
All right, I'm going to leave it right there.
But it's not gay in Limbo.
Oh.
Because...
Oh, I get
yeah.
it now.
There's no gay or straight here.
And by the way...
Just America.
Audience, we'd like to... Neil Sporn would like to remind you that all cases of metronome herpes can be cured with a little dab of Neosporin.
It's metronopes, actually.
Metronopes gladiatorium.
Listen... I don't know who this person is that you let host a radio show on this music website of yours that talks about gladiators with herpes. But I just want to say, God bless America.
Okay.
And God bless the American portion of the area that I'm in right now.
There's an America in Limbo?
Oh, that's the word? Is that what that means? I keep forgetting.
Wow.
Yeah, there's an America and then a... rest of the world, Limbo.
You should write
it. They're not invited because in Limbo, I'm proud to be an American.
You should write a song about being a Limbo American and then like build a little fence around from like Limbo, Mexico.
So it's getting constructed. Me and Patrick, we're getting that go. Patrick, get back to building that fence.
Yeah,
that's right, Patrick. Don't even come back to the microphone. Build the fence.
You're making Patrick Swayze build the fence between Limbo, America, and Limbo, Mexico.
That's right. I don't want those damn Mexicans invading my Limbo Limbo Home Depot parking lot.
Who knew that Limbo had separate countries?
Oh, there's a wonderful Home Depot here in Limbo, America. They have sales all the time.
So is there like a Limbo, Canada?
I've never been to Limbo, Canada, because I'm proud to be in America!
Actually, I could chime in on this one. Canada itself is Limbo.
Is there a...
Listen, my metronome is getting really sexy right now. I think I need to really focus on this. Thank you for having me on the show. And please, all of you, remember, be proud America. Unless you're not from America, then go.
Thank you, Lee. Oh, and Dracula, just fucking say
something. Oh, Dracula, why don't we wrap things up with Dracula?
I've become good friends with Lee, and I wanted to say on his behalf that America, Limbo America, should go bomb the fuck out of Limbo Iraq. Right now!
That is all.
Well, while Limbo, the area of Limbo is apparently in conflict, I guess we're just going to have to wrap things up here.
Okay.
What did we learn this week, guys?
We have started a war in Limbo.
Imagine this.
It's weird. It's like, you know, first starts with Patrick Swayze. And
who's
then,
not even dead yet, and he's in Limbo. It's amazing.
And
get
then
the head start.
The rest of the world just starts showing up at Limbo. Unbelievable.
Lee Greenwood, who's still alive, too, I think.
Well, it's like Limbo of the future.
Yeah, there's no space or time constraints in Limbo.
Right.
All right. So we learned about Matt Herpes.
Yes, yes.
Herpes gladiatorium.
We learned what president or ex-president. Soon to be ex-president.
We learned how to properly mic a president when he's in the room.
No, we didn't.
No, we thought we did.
We learned that we should warn our guests to turn their phones off when they come on with us.
Yes.
Oh, we learned that the future of air traffic control is in very dangerous hands of potheads.
We also learned about what Noah thinks when she's watching porn. She apparently likes to have intercourse with her parents. I don't know what that's about.
How that gets in her head.
Totally killed my high, Rob. Thanks.
Yeah, right.
I totally made your high, young lady.
Thank you, everybody listening. Thank you, Drew. George W. Bush. Thank you, Goldust. Thank you, Lee Greenwood, Dracula.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, as always.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule was with us.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, all right. Avril
John
Levine.
Boy.
John who?
John Boy.
I thought you said John Voight. Good night, John Boy. Good night, John Voight.
All right, that is our show. Let's close out with a little bland announcer guy promo.
Two blacks will be going to Jersey City. It's kind of a
Jesus.
Culture shock.
So it's like the ghetto.
All of the cell, they didn't get someone's number, so they'd call or ask.
All right, all right. It is now time for the pretty much the biggest moment in metal injection history. I have a very special, guys, please be very respectful. I don't know how Sid was able to score this, but right now.
He went to the Coke dealer. Oh, you mean the interview.
No, the interview. I would like to welcome to the show right now the soon-to-be ex-president of the United States. Give him a round of applause. George W. Bush is here. That's right. Now, Mr. President, thank you for doing this. And
You know, I just want to get right down into it. First off, Mr. President, we'd like to get your opinion on the epidemic of black metal bands burning down churches.
That's a good question.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. That means a lot. Now, what's your response?
I'm for a sustainable ceasefire, and there will not be a sustainable ceasefire if they continue firing rockets.
Well, I'm pretty sure they aren't using rockets, sir. I think it's just, you know, some good old gasoline and a match. But I get your point. So far, this behavior has only gone on in Europe. What do you think is the best method to prevent this from reaching the United States?
Let's just throw up barriers and, you know, protect our own.
Well, you don't sound too enthusiastic about it. But all right, moving on. We heard that you and some staff members recently went to a Meshuggah concert, and you even went in the pit? Is this true?
That's a good question.
Well, thank you again, and I really appreciate your praise, sir. So please, just tell us about your moshing experience.
I had a fabulous team around me of highly dedicated, smart, capable people, and we had fun.
I was told by a reliable source that some of your friends got into a little scuffle and got a little angry and hostile during the show, and they roughed up some fellow concert goers. How do you respond to this?
They're not angry, and they're not hostile people.
Well, so you're willing to say that you had no part in the anger and hostility at the Meshuggah concert you attended?
I view those who get angry and yell and say bad things and you know, all that kind of stuff as just a very few people in the country. I don't know why they get angry. I don't know why they get hostile. It's not the first time, however, in history that people have expressed themselves in sometimes undignified ways.
God. Can the photographers please calm down? We're trying to do an interview. It's on the radio. Keep taking all these photos. It's so rude. Please.
That was me. I'm sorry.
God, just wait till the interview is over. Anyway, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but that was a very, very diplomatic response, sir. But moving on to some other topics, have you heard the latest Metallica record? And if so, what'd you think?
That's a good question.
Thank you again, sir. You seem to be more of a fan of my work than I am of yours, but I'll take it. So what's your take on Metallica?
These are just people that are trying to do the best they possibly can.
Well, that's undoubtedly true, but many people have said Metallica is no longer relevant, and they should quit.
There's plenty of critics in this business.
Yeah, well, you must agree, though, that these guys in Metallica are pretty fucking old, right? I mean, how old are they by now?
Two guys who are nearly 85, two 62-year-olders, and a 47-year-old.
Well, technically, there's only four guys in the band, but I'm assuming you're including Bob Rock in that tally? That's fucking old, though. I guess you like that record anyway, and I respect your opinion.
And I thank you for giving me a chance to defend a record that I'm going to continue to defend because I think it's a good, strong record.
Well, all right then. Speaking of controversial albums, what did you make of Chinese Democracy by Guns N' Roses?
That's a good question.
Okay, I get it. Just answer it.
That's obviously a highly contentious issue.
Yeah, yes it is. Now, please stop dodging it and tell me how you feel about Axl taking so long to record that album.
Well, first of all, hard things don't happen overnight.
I think we can all agree on that, but that long to record an album? Really?
This problem started before my presidency. Obviously took place during my presidency. The question facing the president is not when the problem started, but what did you do about it?
Well, I guess you did your part since the album finally came out. How many days exactly did that take to record?
121 billion, more or less.
Wow. And once it was released, how do you feel about it?
Disappointed.
Well, same here. And Axl actually thinks it's a great album.
Pathetic, isn't it?
Totally. So I know the international community has asked Axl and his bandmates to quit and just go away, and so far they haven't agreed. What else will be done?
And the international community needs to continue to pressure them to stop.
Mr. President, can you please turn off your cell phone? This is a pretty important interview. No need for text message. Anyway, Mr. President, I'd like to get to something a little controversial. I've saved the touchiest subject for last. I know you got to keep going. I'll make this quick. There is a widespread rumor that you've considered restarting your old cocaine habit. Is that true?
Getting to do that.
Wow.
Congratulations. You've been selected to...
What?
Mr. President.
Mr. President, you're getting an iPod Nano. But anyway... I don't even know how that got there. Mr. President, this is really shocking news. The president just admitted he's going to do cocaine. You'd never shoot up, though, right? Oh, Mr. President, I think your mic is off. Mr. President, you'd never shoot up, though, right?
Mr. President, are you there?
Mr. President, what's going on here?
What do you mean, I see there? He's in the room with us.
He just paused suddenly. I'm asking if he's there, like in his mind. What do you mean, Mr. President? A shot at what?
I don't think anyone heard them but you. The president is in the bathroom doing coke right now. We're trying to get him. George, come on. I know you don't like interviews.
Wait, Mr. President, who is supplying you? And where did you get the money to feed your habit? Mr. President, please stop avoiding the question. Where did you get the money to feed your habit? What?
Wow.
We are all amazed by your lack of willpower.
Particularly since I quit drinking.
So you've traded one bad habit for another? How often do you give in to these temptations?
Every day but Sunday.
Wow. That is a lot of cocaine use. You must not have any left.
And is there more to be done? You bet there is.
This is beyond belief. What do you do when you're on one of your cocaine binges?
Ride mountain bikes as hard as you possibly can.
Well, at least you're active, Mr. President. But that explains why you're in such great shape. Now, aren't you afraid that the incoming President Obama may get some sort of contact high just from being around you? Mr. President.
Affects the minute he walks in the Oval Office. At least that's what I feel. I don't know when he's going. He may feel it the minute he's sworn in.
Wow. That should make for an interesting speech at the inauguration. Lastly, sir, if there's one wish you have for your life post-presidency, what would it be? We got it. What's your wish?
Stoned women in the streets.
Now that's something we can all agree on. And on that note, Mr. President, you have to get out of here. Thank you so much for joining us in possibly the hugest interview of all time. Mr. President just admitted to doing cocaine.
And wants stoned women in the streets, too.
Well, sure.
We all do.
Wait, does he want to stone women in the streets or stone
Stop
women?
Stop telling the joke. I hope the second half of his conversation went through. We were having some mic problems with the president. I don't even know what happened.
Well, if it didn't, we can always put together part two of our special interview.
Yeah.
With George W. Bush.
Oh, thank God.
And he really reeks of alcohol.
Really? I thought he was...
Landington, reminding you, I don't know where I'm going, but I should.
Metallica record, and if so, would